Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. I've got some news that I think is potentially very exciting. It is on not just Voldemort, but all of the authoritarians. And as you guys know, I do sometimes up to six, maybe seven videos a day where Josh and I are going through the news. So I've really got my finger on the pulse of kind of the mainstream narrative, and I can see it changing. I can see it changing substantially around the Cerveza sickness. And by the way, I don't know if you guys read, well, you probably don't read the reviews for my podcast, but someone gave me a negative review the other day, and they said that I am spreading disinformation by using the word Cerveza sickness and medicine instead of the actual words. I thought that was absolutely hilarious, because obviously this person just listens to the podcast and they don't realize that I do that for YouTube, or else the videos, you know, are in jeopardy of being taken down. And they thought that I was doing that just to make fun of those words, and therefore I was spreading disinformation. And again, they didn't realize, they're ignorant to the fact that I'm not doing it to make fun of those words. I'm doing it to, or I'm not doing it to downplay the severity of anything that's going on or mislead. I'm doing it because basically YouTube forces me to. So I thought that was hilarious. And that's why I used the word Voldemort instead of you guys know what, because I just had a video taken down on that the other day. And now, to be fair to YouTube, it's the only video I've had. I've had a couple of them taken down. I mean, I've done almost 1,000 videos now on YouTube. I don't know how many, but close to 1,000 probably. And although they did take the channel down, they reinstated that. So anyway, let's get into this story, because I think it's very exciting if you're someone who is a proponent of liberty, freedom, and free market capitalism. This is Voldemort himself. And this is from the Post Millennial. And I've heard the gal that runs this on Tim Pool's podcast, and she's really great. So I don't follow them or anything. I don't really follow too many people on Twitter. But from what I've heard, that this gal and her team are really fantastic. But this is just really a quote here from Voldemort, saying that if you look at children that are having this issue, many of them that are having this issue are having it with the Cerveza sickness and not because of the Cerveza sickness. A few things I want to point out here. This is something that, my goodness, Brett Weinstein, Dr. Chris Martinson, many, many people have been talking about over the last probably even 9 months, and have been labeled a tinfoil hatter, a conspiracy theorist. Oh, this is nonsense. In fact, I would go so far as to assume that if I did a video on something and made these assertions, that the video would be taken down almost immediately. And potentially you'd get a strike or something like that. And I find it really telling that there are certain people in society that can say these things, and the mainstream media takes it as though it's written in stone. And then there are other people that say these things, not the chosen few, the people who aren't the authoritarians who have been granted the honor and privilege to speak their mind, let's say. That if they were to come out and say this exact same thing, they would be deplatformed. That video, at the very least, would be demonetized. And I think what's interesting throughout this whole, we'll call it an issue that we've dealt with since March of 2020, we've seen this happen over and over and over again. The people that are called the conspiracy theorists and the tinfoil hatters, the Voldemort types, and the Walensky types, the authoritarians, the people, the politicians, they're coming out and saying the exact same thing 6 months ago, 6 months, 6 months after the quote unquote tinfoil hatter comes out and makes the claim. So if the tinfoil hatter comes out, then they get demonetized, they get the video taken down, etc. But then 6 months later, the chosen few will come out and say the exact same thing, and the media and social media platforms treat them with respect, and they treat it as though it has to be true because this person is saying it. That is a bizarro world, to say the least. And it is something straight out of 1984. I did a tweet the other day where I said, you know, how many people or how often throughout history have the people that you cannot criticize been the good guys? You got to ask yourself that question. And there are people, there are individuals, there are groups in the United States today that you cannot criticize at all. And if you do criticize them, I mean, you may lose your job, you may lose everything you have. At the very least, you may be, have your account suspended or your video taken down. But there are groups and individuals that you just cannot criticize. And again, I ask, how often throughout history have those individuals been the good guys? So moving on here, Voldemort is saying, and this is not, I don't think this is taken out of context, so I don't want to make the same mistake I did the other day with the Justin Trudeau video. So I'll let you guys listen to this right here.
But the other important thing is that if you look at the children who are hospitalized, many of them are hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID. And what we mean by that, if a child goes in the hospital, they automatically get tested for COVID and they get counted as a COVID hospitalized individual, when in fact they may go in for a broken leg or appendicitis or something like that. So it's overcounting the number of children who are, quote, hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID.
There you go. So I don't know if this is accurate. I haven't done any research on this myself. I have heard a lot of people that I respect say this, and I find it very interesting that Voldemort is now saying this. And if you look through the people who commented on the tweet, a lot of people are saying why, if in fact they're changing the narrative, why are they doing it? It doesn't make any sense. The most obvious answer to me would be that it's not polling well. So if you look at Biden's numbers, they are horrific. Even CNN is starting to make fun of him, is starting to throw him under the bus, is starting to condemn his policies. Even CNN is starting to point out consumer price inflation. And if you dig into the numbers of the polls, or his ratings, you see that how he has been handling the Cervasa sickness, it's getting very low. People don't like the way he's handling the Cervasa sickness. The polls are showing this. They also really, really don't like the way he's handling the economy, even Democrats. So if our starting point is to assume that politicians' number one priority is getting reelected, I think that's one thing we can say definitively. There are a lot of unknowns. There are a lot of variables. I always say there are no certainties. There are only probabilities. But I think the one thing we can say without a shadow of a doubt is that these politicians are going to do whatever is required to maintain power and control, if not expand their power and control. And the number one thing they have to do to increase their power and control is to be reelected. So if you're Biden or whomever the puppet master is, you're looking at these polling numbers and you're saying, whoa, 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 okay. All of these things I was doing for the Cervasa sickness, this is not going as planned. And if I continue to do this, there is a high probability that I will not be reelected, especially if you have this working in tandem with consumer price inflation running at 40-year highs. that there's almost a 0% probability that anyone gets reelected when they have high rates of inflation. And then you combine that with something else they're doing that people really don't like. So what do you do if you're the administration? What do you do if you're Biden or the puppet master? What do you do if you're the global elite that want to keep him in office? Well, you've got to come up with a different plan. And you've got the new Scariant that I've been talking about. And I said this way back, you know, a couple of days after Thanksgiving, I believe, where I thought this may be kind of a lifeline for the politicians to back out of these policies that I think for most Americans are very unpopular, such as the mandates, and say that, oh, well, now this new Scariant, it's not so bad. And, well, what we were thinking about the surveys of sickness, it's really not so bad anymore. So we don't have to do this. We don't have to do the mandates. You saw Biden come out just the other day, and he said, well, actually now there's really nothing the federal government can do. It needs to be a state issue, and we'll just let them handle this. I mean, you just have to ask yourself, honestly, if he felt as though he it was a popular throughout his constituency for him to continue trying to force these mandates, you don't think he'd do that? I mean, come on. Come on.
This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for.
What he's just getting a lot of pushback. Now he's starting to get pushback from the media, and he's saying, okay, I'm going to wave the white flag. How do I back out of this without looking foolish? How do I back out of this and save face? Well, first thing, we'll just go ahead and say that it's no longer a federal issue. It's a state issue. I'm going to take a little heat for that, but so be it. The media will have a heyday with it for a week or two, or maybe the alt media, and then we'll just, everyone will kind of forget about it. And then I will be able to claim victory over the cervasis sickness because this new Scariant is most likely have an extremely high spike, which could lead to problems for the hospital capacity. But after that, most likely it'll come crashing back down very, very quickly. And then you've got a new Scariant that potentially could be dominant. And then you're kind of the majority of what we've dealt with here is kind of in the rearview mirror. And so he's saying, I think that he is thinking that this is kind of his ticket out, where he can kind of back out of this. He can say that he's following the science, but that he can also repeal all of these things that he knows are very popular. And if continued, most likely will get in the way of him being reelected. So then what happens is the press release, I'm not literally, but the secret emails, let's say, go out to the trusted members of the group, the authoritarians, and Voldemort is one of those people. And I think Walensky is another one. And you can see that she came out with the recommendation for the quarantine being cut in half all, where did that come from? You know, why are they doing such a 180? Why is Voldemort right here doing a complete 180 on what he's been saying as far as, you know, fear, 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 child, 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 medicine, 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 medicine. You see, because they got the memo and it comes down from the administration, and they're loyal to the administration because they want to keep or increase the power that they have. And then they know that that power comes down from the administration, or potentially the World Economic Forum, the global elite. And therefore, I mean, the one thing is for sure, the authoritarians and the people in charge of these institutions have proven over and over and over and over again, they will say whatever the real people pulling the strings want them to say. This has nothing to, you know, what they've said from day one. Because, and you can tell this because they've contradicted themselves so many times and in ways that just don't make sense. And they've never really, quote unquote, followed the science. They've done so many things that just don't make sense. And why? It's because they're just the mouthpiece for the individuals or the entities that are really trying to pull the strings here. Now, who that is, I'll let you be the judge. But it's obvious that they're just a mouthpiece, and they're going to say, they're just like, remember one of those dummy things that you'd have? I remember when I was a kid, a ventriloquist. Remember they'd put him on the knee and they'd be, you know, Fauci or Voldemort. He's just one of the, he's just that dummy that just, the guy is talking over here like this, but his mouth is moving. That's what all these people are. So the bottom line is, I think they see that this is going nowhere as far as their, what the narrative was, and they need to do a 180 on the narrative and save face in order to have any hope of maintaining the power that they have or increasing their power in the future. I think, you know, there's a saying in business that we always had before I retired, and that was, sometimes you gotta lose the battle to win the war. And I think this may be the authoritarians, the central planners, just saying the same thing. Okay, we've got to lose the battle now to win the war. And I think they've made a lot of progress. I think they can pat themselves on the back, but they say now's the time to, you know, kind of regroup and come up and try to figure out what the next crisis is going to be in order for us to usurp more power and control than we've already gained during 2020 and 2021. So the good news is, I think there's a high probability that we get a reprieve from the insanity, probably not for the next month or two, but after that, especially going into the spring. And I think that look for the authoritarians, the Voldemorts, the politicians, especially the ones that have really, really been pushing this, to start backpedaling a little bit and start and look for the mainstream media to start backpedaling on this narrative. And I think that should be good news for all of us who are prioritizing freedom over safety, and for all of us who understand the value of individual sovereignty, at least going into the spring and to the summer, and we'll have to see what happens after that. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. I'm just going to do a couple videos from home today. Just, I'm still kind of under the weather, so I got a COVID test, I got a Cerveza sickness test yesterday. It came back negative, so I guess I'm just normal sick. In today's day and age, I forgot that that's even a thing. I forgot you could even have a head cold or something, because you guys are probably the same way. When anyone gets sick or whatever, you get sick, you just automatically assume it's got to be the Cerveza sickness. But that's the crazy world we live in, guys. So enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Make sure you're always standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. And we'll see you in the next video.